Bon the Kobanas. Zehadovashartasilhum Lakadesh or some Lichahinli. Okay, these psukim now are going to talk about the Miluim. The Miluim of Sahar Parsha. The Miluim, the Kobanas that they're going to bring on when they inaugurate the Mishkan, that the Kohanim are going to bring. So let's see. Zehadovar, this is the matter Shartasilhem. You shall do for them, lekadesh some to sanctify them, lechahinli to serve as kohanim to me. Lekach they shall take par echad one par ben bakar elim shnayim timimim. Okay, let's see this pasuk aleph over here in Rashi. Lekach, the word lekach is not a typical word; it means to take. Lekach, kimo kach. The pasuk really should say kach. Take a par ben bokar. It doesn't say take a par ben bokar. It says likach. Rashi says the lamed is like extra. K'may kach u'shtei gezeros hein. Acha shal kicha v'yacha shal likicha. There are two gezeros, means two different forms of the word. One called kicha and one likicha. U'lehen pisroin echa. They mean exactly the same thing. So, I mean, what does it mean? They mean exactly the same thing. There's no such thing as repetition in Torah. Everything over here is for a reason. Okay, but for right now, there are two different forms of the word. Likach and kach. Likicha and kicha. Okay, par echad. Why should the kohanim, why are we going to bring on their behalf a par? Lechaper al ma'aseh ha'egel shehu par. Okay, the reason why they're going to bring a par is because according to Chaper, the ma'aseh egel, egel was an egel. Egel was really a baby par, not an adult par, but it was a baby par, but it's from the category of that family called the par. Okay, fine. Oh, so that's it. That's all rational. Now let's hear who says the Targum. Targum Pasuk Aleph says, V'dein. Piskama, this is the matter. The word piskam always means the translation for the word davar. We have it so many times. Disave lohain, so shall you do, likadosha. Likadosha means yoshoin, to sanctify the kohanim, lishamosha, kodomoi, to serve before me, sav. So the Targum uses the word Sav means take. Tor chada, one tor, one axe. Tor chad bar tore. Tor means a par, one. Bar tore, the son of Bokor. Okay. Isn't that interesting? The word tore and the word axe have the same word. A par, echad ben Bokor. All right. V'dichrin trein shalmin. What is dichrin? Dichrin means elim. Rams, two of them that are shalomim, that are timimim. All right, let's see what it says over here in the portion of the apostle. Over here, Saf.
Rabbi,
yes. The yikhu lino there means the yikhu there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah. Right. But they're right. But there, you're not taking. There, you're giving. There you're giving for the donation. Here you're actually taking. You're taking from your property. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay, so say, you're saying it means that you shall take from your possessions.
What is yours?
Dedicate what is yours. Okay, all right. It's the same word. Kach, v'chein perishrashi. Okay, take from your possession. Take what's yours. No gezel, take what is yours. All right. V'dichrin. What are dichrin? Elim. Ha'ayil nigra dichra. Why? V'al shem shru ha'zochor bekvasim nikba kach shemoy baramis. The word dichra is the male of the sheep. And that's what it's called in Aramaic. V'nimse gam b'losh namikra v'arur noichel v'yesh b'edroi zochor perishra sheyesh la'ayil ha'hagun lo'oyla. All right, whatever that possibly means, fine. All right, so far, so good. Nothing over here, earth-shattering so far for us. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. The lechem matzos. What else should the kohanim need to take? They have to take bread. Lechem matzos. Lechem, what kind of lechem? There's lechem of chametz, and there's lechem of matzos. The chalois matzos, and chalois matzos, bilulois bashemen. So what's the difference between lechem matzos and chalois matzos? So it seems that lechem is when there's no oil, and chalois is when there's oil. Or kikei matzos mishuchim bashamen, and this is mishuch means it's No, the only time it can be chametz when the Torah explicitly says the word chametz. Stam, whenever it says the word chalo.
Okay.
So therefore it says lechem matzos and chalos matzos bilulos bashemen, or kikei matzos, wafers of matzos mishuchim bashemen. I guess that means you smear oil on top of it. Soiles chitim taaseh oisam. So how many types of breads? Three types of breads. There's lechem matzos, there are chalois matzos, and there are rikike matzos. The lechem matzos, there is no mention of oil. The chalois matzos, it says belulois bashamen. And the rikike matzos are mishuchim bashamen. Three different types of breads. Lechem matzos, chalois matzos, and rikike matzos. Lechem matzos, again, there's no oil mentioned. When it comes to the chalois matzos, it says they are belulois bashamen. And when it comes to the rikiki matzos, it says they are mishuchim bashamen. And what kind of a flour? You have five different grains. There's wheat, barley, there's oats, rye, spelt. What kind of grain? So it says that the grain is supposed to be soiles, which is wheat. Soiles chitim. Chitim is wheat. Soiles means fine flour, crushed to the highest degree. Okay, so what does Rashi over here say in this pasuk base? A lot of Rashi. Lechem matzos, chalois matzos, or rikiki matzos. Hare elu gimul minim. Rashi says there are two different varieties, revucha, v'chalois, or rikikin. And what's revucha? What does it mean, revucha? Revucha, I don't know what it means, the word revucha. Chalois and rikikin. Lechem matzos, hi akuya lamata binin chalos lechem shemen. When it says here lechem matzos, that's what we call it around this pasuk, chalas, bread of lechem shemen, al shem shenoisein shemen birivucha, kineged, you put shemen, noisein shemen birivucha, kineged, hachalois v'horikikin, v'chol haminim boim eser chalois. So what does it mean exactly? It says when it says lechem matzos, one more time the beginning of the Rashi. It's lechem matzos, chalas matzos, and rikike matzos. Hare elu gimel minim. Three minim. Revucha. What is the revucha? Rav Lezer, you have over here an English translation of the word revucha? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bidvaroi.
Amen.
What does it mean, revucha? Revucha, there are three different types of breads. It's called revucha, it's called chalois, and rikikin. Lechem matzos hi hakiruyo lamata b'inyon chalas lechem shemen al shem shenoisin shemen b'revucha. You put, I guess it means in a pan, kineged hachalois v'harikikin. So what it seems like over here is that when it says in the beginning of this pasuk, there's lechem matzos, even though it does not make any mention of oil, there is no mention of oil, yet the lechem matzos has the most oil. The lechem matzos has the amount of oil equal to the chalois and the rikikin. The chalois and the rikikin have oil, but the lechem matzos have double. They have the oil in this variety is equal to the combined oil in the other two varieties. The amount of oil in the lechem matzos is equal to the amount of oil in the chalois matzos plus the rikikin matzos. Okay, and what is the lechem matzos called? It's called a revuchin. And this one, it's going to say later in the pasuk, it's going to mention later in the pasuk that this bread is called lechem shemen, bread of oil. Bread of oil. So one more time, Rashi. Now again, lechem matzos here, kuyu lamatabin chalas lechem shemen. Al shem shenoisin shemen biruvucha. You put an abundance of oil in this pan, kineged equal to the ha'achales varikikin. The chol haminim boin eser eser. Okay, over here he says all the matzahs come. They come. They come. 10. So therefore it's going to be a total of 30. There are 30 loaves of bread. Okay, next. Bilulos bashamen. It says by the chalos matzos. The chalos matzos. Bilulos bashamen. Kishahein kemach. When it's flour. Yoytzeik bohen shemen uboililon. When it's kemach, you pour oil and you mix it. Meshuchin bashemen, the rikikin, achar afiyasan, after you bake them, moishchan kimin chof yivonis, you put on it a chof yivonis, kshu asuya kinun shelanu, that looks like our letter nun. Okay, so that means an end, I think, what kind of nun? I don't know. Can nun shlag, a regular nun, a regular fine, whatever it is. Okay, so what do we have over here? We have over here, he's telling us over here that there are three different types of breads. And when it says bilulois bashemen, you pour oil and you mix it. Meshuchim bashem means after it's baked, you moishchim kimin chaf. Now, what I don't understand is, what about the lechem matzos? The lechem matzos, when do you add the oil? By the lechem matzos. It says here that you add the, when it comes to the chalos matzos, you add the oil when it's kemach, when it's flour. The dough is made flour and oil. That's the chalos matzos bilulois bashemen. The rikiki matzos mishuchim bashamen are done when it's finished baking. But what about the lechem matzos? The lechem matzos, he's calling it revucha. When do you add the oil? I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, let's see the targum. Maybe we'll learn the targum. Oh no, there are so many kids over here. They're driving, making so much noise here. All right, so let's see over here what it...
Here it says, first is baked, and then is fried in oil. It looks like a now, today's day, bagel, we first cook, and then we bake. The dough was baked a bit and finally fried in oil to make it crispy.
That's the last one.
Lechem matzo.
The lechem matzo. What does it say? The lechem matzo. What does it say? The lechem matzo for what?
The lechem matzo bread was cooked and scalded. Is scalding water until it was edible. Then the salt boiled dough was baked a bit and finally fried in oil.
Fried. It was fried. So first they would take the dough, it was fried.
Yeah.
All right, First it was baked.
It was cooked in hot water.
Okay.
And then was baked.
Okay.
Like we do now.
Bagels.
Bagels. The end of result, they took it and they fried it
in oil.
It
okay, so it's regular flour and water. Yes. Then they soak it in boiling hot water. And then when it's almost finished, they then fry it in oil.
Baked.
First it was baked. The dough was baked.
Yeah.
And then after
water,
it was...
Water, baked, and then fried.
And then it was fried in oil, okay. Okay. Okay, so let's see over here what it says in the Targum. The Targum over here says, Pasuk Beis, Ulchem Patir, Ulchem Patir, bread. Now the word patir, that's just a general word. Matzah in the Torah, in Unkel, it's always called patir. So it means bread of matzah. Ugritzon patirin. What's that? That is called a challah. It's called gritzon. Difilon. Dif. What? bread of matzah, ugritzin, is lechem matzah, the chalos matzah is ugritzon of patiron, defilon bimshach, which is mingle in oil, and then the espogin. Espogin is wafers, patirin of matzah, dimshichin, that is smeared bimshach, soiles techidin ta'aved yosoin. All right, so this is what it says over here. It says over here the three different categories. Yeah. The first category is called
Chala Matzah. It says, then it continues. It says, Chala Matzah. Because matzah was neither spoiled, neither fried, only baked.
Chala Matzah. Wait, what did it say about Chala Matzah?
Chala Matzah was which were neither spoiled nor fried.
Only baked.
Yeah.
All right, only baked. Okay. All right. Let's see the targum over here. Let's see the targum. Targum over here on Pasuk Bay says, "Ulchein patir." Okay, we did the targum. Let's see the I'm putting the mafarshim. Patir. Okay, we here it's talking about matzah. The word matzah is called patir. Targum kil losh nakosiv matzah. All right, yeish from some say the word shabatir who toyar lelechem shaloi nischametz. The eina shem etzem afanka the levush shakosiv get piturin yarech avav shal piturin shaloi nira piturin shi targum shal matzos. All right, v'gritzin amish lelel the pilon losh n arvov. Color Roy Labila, okay. I'm just scanning, okay, fine. Let's go further. There's nothing over here in this thing. Let's go further. So at least the chiddush we take out over here is over here. At least over here is different word. Okay, well, different words. All right, let's go pasuk now. So basically, what do we have so far? It's basically chumash. The kohanim are going to be inaugurated into the service. And the inauguration involves a set of karbanos. What are the karbanos? One power. Why a power? To be mechaper on the yegel. Two elim. One power. And two elim tamimim. Okay. Next. What else do the kohanim need to be done? Next is the minochas. They're going to be 30 breads. 10, 10, 10. The first one is called lechem matzos. The second one is chalis matzos. The third is rikiki matzos. Each one is a different method. A different method of how the oil was applied. The first one was like a bagel, and then they fried it in oil. The second one, the flour was already mingled with oil. It was already baked in, with oil. And the third one was baked raw, no oil, and it was later they smeared the oil on top of it. Okay, 30 loaves of bread, 3 animals. Now, what do you do with this? Vinasata, some of this has to come from wheat, not barley, wheat, and not just kemach. Soiles is the finest finest flour. Now we come to pasuk Gimel. Vinasata some el salechad. You'll put all the 30 loaves of bread in one basket. Vikrafta some basol, and you shall bring it near the mizbech in the basket. V'yesapar, what else? The par v'yeshnei ho'elim. You take the 30 loaves of bread in one basket, and the par, and the 3 animals. Rashi, pasta gimel v'kraft oisam el chatzar ha-mishkon b'yom ha-kei moisoi. You bring it to the courtyard of the Mishkan on the day that they erect the Mishkan. Okay, fine. What does the Targum say on this pasuk? You will bring this. Pasta gimel v'sitein yosoin al salachad. You'll put this in one basket. U'sukorev yosoin b'salav yostarov yostrein dichrin. And you'll bring it with the axe and the 2 animals. Next, pasuk dalet, the esaroin, the espon of takriv. Now you're going to bring the kohanim into the service. You're going to bring Aaron and his children takriv el pesach ohel moed to the pesach ohel moed. V'rachatzoy samamam. You're going to wash them in water. What does that mean? Pasuk dalet rashi v'chazazut tzvilas kol guf. They come to the courtyard and they have to be toivel their entire body. They have to go to the mikvah. Targum, pasuk dal v'yos an v'yos binoki tikorev litzra mashkan to the gate to the entrance of the mishkan. Zimno the mashkan zin zil moed V'saschei yoschoin, you shall bathe them. V'saschei always means to wash. And Rashi will tell us over here, the washing of it means to go into the mikvah. Let me see the commentator. Pasuk Dalid, what does he say over here? V'saschei v'loshen shoyche. Ha'oi samach, mislid b'l'samach. Shaldas uklus v'tavlu, shaldnir shaldas uklus v'tavlu v'mayim shrimo imakon v'chitza v'kiyar. Ta'agib l'loshen kiddush. All right, I don't know what he's saying. Okay, over here it means over they have to go bathe in go tzvila. All right, so far so good. Pasuk hey, v'lokachta es habagodim v'lbashta es aron es hakutoyin es. Now they're getting dressed. Okay, so far what do we learn? Chazora, they're gonna have three animals, a par and two elim. They're gonna have 30 loaves of bread, 10 different types. They're gonna bring the kohanim. They're gonna take the 30 breads and put them in a basket. They're going to bring the basket with the animal, three animals. Israel, there are three animals and there are 30 breads. They're going to bring them to the Pesach Oil Moed. They're going to go to the mikvah. All going to go to the mikvah. And now, v'lokach tes abogodim, v'lbash tes aron es akutoynes. And now Moshe is being told to dress Aaron. Aaron, Moshe is going to come, he's going to take the garments. And he's going to dress Aaron the kutoynes. What's the kutoynes? The kutoynes are basically the pants. Right? The kutoynes. No. What's the kutoynes? That's the shirt. That's basically like a long... It goes over the whole body. It goes over the entire body. The yes mi'il hoifoit. On top of the kutoynes goes the mi'il. Okay, that's the big blue coat, the big blue garment. The eso ephod, on top of the meal is the ephod, and then on top of that, then the choishan, the ephod is really in the back, and the choishan is in the front. The afad taloy, and you will tie him up, b'cheshev, you will gird him, you'll with the band of the ephod. All right, so over here, notice, it's not telling you about the nichmasayim. Interesting. It doesn't say anywhere that Moshe should put on The Michnasayim are really the underwear. Okay, it's not the pants, because the ketoines covers the whole body. It's like you see the Muslims, they wear one garment. It goes down all the way down to the floor. One garment. That garment is the ketoines. Under the ketoines, on the lower portion of the body, are the nichnasayim. It is interesting that the pasuk does not mention that Moshe should put upon the body of the Aaron his nichnasayim. Let Aaron put on his underwear himself. I guess it's privacy. I guess so. But when you put on the nichnasayim, the rest of your body is exposed. Aaron puts on, basically it's the underwear. But his whole chest is exposed, and I would assume that the lower legs are exposed as well. All right. So you shall put on the kutoynes, and what goes on top of the kutoynes for Aaron, the mi'il, a very heavy, large woolen garment or woolen apron. It's like an apron, which is wool, and then on top of that you put on the ephod. The ephod primarily covers the back of the body, and it's attached in the front with the choshen. And then there is a belt, which basically extends from the ephod, the cheshev, the band, the belt of the ephod, which you tie up and you wrap around yourself in the front. All right, now let's see over here, Rashi, Pasuk Hey. I'm sorry?
Japanese woman,
right, an apron.
Like
an apron.
Yeah, the apron in the back, some, we don't want it is there, but there is in the back.
Right, here it's in the front, right, so this in the front. This is in the front. Okay, let's see over here, it says in Rashi, V'yafadetot, kashet, v'takein, hachagura, v'hasinor, sevivoysav. What's the sinar here? What is the sinar? What is he referring to over here? Beautify and fix the belt and the sinor. What's the sinor? Let me look in the picture book here. What is the sinor? Let me go look over here. Okay. So here's a picture over here, if you could see it. Meir and Mordechai, you're on the phone, but over here, you can't see it. But over here, Ablazi, you see this picture? You see in the front, there's like a belt? You see the belt?
Didn't it have a hanging, like an apron, though?
Right, but backwards. Instead of the belt of the apron being in the back, it's in the front.
Put it behind them, yeah.
So what is the sinar? The sinar, I guess, is the lower part. Is the lower part of the ephod. I guess that's what it means over here. You see, there's a bow. I never really paid attention to this. There's a bow. You see, look, there's a bow in the front. You see here, here's the Kohen Gadol dressed. Ablazi, you see the Kohen Gadol dressed? You see, there's like a bow in the front. The Kohen Gadol, you know, the Kohen Gadol has a lot. I've never appreciated this. There are a lot of bows. He has the ephod and the tzitz also. The tzitz also has a bow. All right, and then there's the avnate. A lot of things you wrap around him. All right, let's go further. One of the Rashi. V'afadita, kashet, beautify, v'takein, and fix. Hachagura is the belt. V'hasinor, it sounds like he is describing the ephod here with the word sinor. The sinor is the ephod. Sevivaisav, around the entire body of the Kohen Gadol. What does the Targum say? Targum pasik, hey, v'sisav yos take levushaya, v'salbeish yos aron yos kituna, put on the kisoines, which is the garment which covers the entire body, the yos mi'il, the mi'il, we know that's the mi'il, eifoda, mi'il eifoda, also he's tied with the word mi'il. The Mi'il Ho'efot. I didn't pay attention to this. I didn't realize this. The Mi'il is called the Mi'il Ho'efot. It's not just called Stam Mi'il. The Mi'il is a separate garment. Yet it's calling it the Mi'il Ho'efot. Let's see. The Yos Efoda and the Efod. The Efod itself. The Yos Chushna the Choshen. The Saskein Le Bihimyan. And you shall, the word v'afaditoloi, he teaches v'afadit, you shall affix mi'misakein le behinyan with the belt of the ephodah. Let's see the commentator for some insight here. Kituna kitagam shel pishta lin shulhu kisna. Alright, so he's saying over here a very important yisoy. The reason why the kisoines is called kituna because the kisoines is made from linen. Therefore, we call it linen. All right. He says that's an Aramaic word. That's all he says over here. All right. And notice, by the way, this today would be called shadness. Today, are you allowed today to wear a linen, buy a linen suit? Buy a linen suit and wear, go to shul, why can you wear a linen suit? 100% linen. Go to the store, you buy, I'm sure you can buy a suit, 100% linen. All linen, no shanes, no wool. 100% linen. Okay, no problem, right? Mayor, no problem, what could be wrong? Now you go to shul and you want to put on your talis gadol. Mayor, you wear a talis of wool? Not talis cotton. Not even, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about a talis. Let's say your talis cotton is cotton. I wear cotton. When I was very religious, I used to only wear a wool talis cotton. That's when I was very, no more. I stopped doing that. I can't take it anymore. I stopped. I became modern. I now only wear cotton. It's too hot. It gets me, it sweats me up. I only wear now cotton talis cotton. But okay, so forget about it. But a talis gadol, there's no such thing. There's no such thing in the world as buying a talis gadol that's not wool. A nice talis today costs, the starting price is probably at least $125. You can't get something decent for less than $120.
Yeah, but you can get polyester. You can get polyester.
What, a talis gadol? No, you can't.
Yeah, you
can. No, you're not. No one's going to walk into shul. No one's going to go into shul today in a regular shul and on Shabbos wear a polyester talis gadol. Impossible. Talis, they don't. You don't do it. That's not the way you do it because the many shittas hold you. A talis gadol is a talis, is the beged shel mitzvah. A talis katan is just an object that you use to mekayim the mitzvah. So talis katan, the veld, is extremely lenient. The Chazon Ish only wore cotton. He was a machr. Some hold you're not chayven tzitzis unless it's only wool. We don't pass him like that. The Chazon Ish wore cotton. Many, many people wear cotton. If the talis wears out, what do you do with the talis katan when you're finished? You throw it in the garbage. A talis katan is not a beged shel mitzvah. A talis katan is just a garment that's a hechatimsa in order they have four corners so you can put on tzitzis. But the beged does not get the category, of a chefsa shel mitzvah. The talis gadol that you wear on the outside, that is called a beged shel mitzvah. You're not allowed to throw it in the garbage. You have to dispose of it. I don't know how they dispose of it. They dispose of it in Sheamus. You can't just throw it in the garbage. It's a much higher madrega, and because it's a much higher madrega, that's why the velt is noyeg, even Mayor Appeldorf, to only wear wool, a wool talus. So question, if you have a linen suit, and you put on the linen suit a talus gadol of wool, is that called shatnez? So the answer is, many people say the answer is yes, it is. You know, oh, but it's not together, it's not stitched together. It's not one garment. So the answer is, if the only way you can take off your jacket, your linen jacket, is by taking off your talus, so the linen jacket is trapped underneath a wool garment, that's called shanis. It's not shanis deraiso, maybe it is, I don't know. Shanis deraiso is only when I think it has to be, the wool has to be spun together. But it's at least shanis derabanan. Even though they're completely separate, the your linen jacket is linen, and your talis gadol is wool. They have nothing to do with each other, and you're just wearing one on top of the other. So technically speaking, it should not be called shanis. But the halacha is, if the only way you can take off your jacket is by removing your talis gadol, that automatically we consider the jacket of linen to be trapped by the woolen talis, then there's a prohibition of shanis. The Kohen Gadol.
That's the Rayas or that's the Rabbanon?
The Rabbanon. Rabbinic. Therefore, this one is a very, this whole, we had, I remember on a Friday, we once spoke about.
If you're wearing a woolen shirt, and you're wearing a tie that's out of linen, the same thing applies?
Yeah. Good point, yeah. Yes, it does. Correct. It's a good example. They make linen ties? What is my tie
mean? Wearing a linen suit, you can't wear a wool tie.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
I never heard of that.
Ask around.
I don't know.
Ask around. What about a talus? If you wear a linen suit and you put on a talus and you put on a talus on top of it, and the only way you can take off the jacket is by taking off the talus, it's trapped underneath. Okay, what about the other way around? Let's say you're wearing.
And if you're wearing linen pants and you sit on a woolen chair.
No, because they're independent of one another.
Why
you don't
not?
Because they're independent of one another. You don't need to take off one, take off the other. They're independent.
You have to get up to be able to take.
So get up. Get up. That's not called shanes. If you're sitting down, if you're wearing a, If you're sitting in a woolen suit, just get up. If you're a wool suit,
Another
nafkamis. So therefore, that how do you know this to be the case? Because it says. How do you know? Maybe you're right. Who says this halacha? The whole nikar comes from the Kohen Gadol, because it says in the piyutim that the Kohen Gadol wore shatnez. What are you talking about? Where did he wear shatnez? There's no shatnez. The Kohen Gadol's belt was pure techeles. Only the Kohen Hedyot had a shatnez belt. The Kohen Gadol's belt was wool, pure wool. The kesoines is linen. The me'il is wool. So where's their shatnez? The ephod was not shatnez. The ephod was only made. It was no linen in the ephod. The ephod was made from linen. It was also made from pure wool. The answer is, what is trapped underneath the me'il? The me'il is wool. And the kesoines is linen. The Kohen Gadol is not Houdini. He can't take off the kesoines without first taking off the me'il. The me'il covers the whole body. The me'il is a massive garment. It weighs a lot. It's a heavy. You have to be a football player to wear the me'il. It's a heavy garment, the me'il. It's pure wool. Covers the whole body. And the me'il is wool. And the kesoines is linen. The only way the Kohen Gadol can take off the linen is by taking off the me'il. So the me'il is trapping the kesoines underneath it. That makes it into shatnez. And the nafkamina is that if a person wears, a person is wearing linen suit, he has problems. He has, first, what's your talus cotton? If your talus cotton is wool, so you have a linen suit on top of a linen suit on top of a woolen talus cotton. Or if you have a talus gadol on top of your linen suit. And you're making a very good point. What about if you're wearing a tie, a wool shirt and a linen tie, or vice versa? A linen shirt with a wool tie. I'm not very familiar with all of the latest fashion styles, but these can definitely be halachic issues. I remember reading about this. It's absolutely true. Meir, why don't you ask Rabbi Eisen, see what he says. What's so funny?
You know what?
Ask him. I'm wondering what he says.
I'll ask him.
Ask, he's a shasid. He's a shasid. Ask, he's a shasid.
Huh?
Ask the shasid. Ask him to ask the shasid.
Yeah.
But Eisen told me that Dirshu stole. I it was a very good conversation with him. He told me that Dirshu, they started calling themselves the Dirshu Yidden. The Dirshu Yidden. He says they stole it from him. It's true, he's right. He's right. A long time ago, many years ago. He's right. A while ago. A while ago, a long time ago. He was very friendly to me. I don't have any money to give him, though.
He is a very friendly
dog. He told me, listen, he raised a lot of money. It's good. What's so terrible? Vita. Okay, so over here we have over here. Let's hear the Rashi. Leave over here. What we do over here? All right. Next. Okay, so we have over here. V'afadita b'cheshev v'ifafayin. Next. So over here, what we did learn over here today is the word v'afadita loy is a very hard word to translate. V'afadita. You shall. Rashi says it means a few things. It says you shall kashet, to beautify. It's a good Rashi. You have had kashet v'sakena chaguda v'hasinar
simulosav.
All right, we'll stop over here. We'll stop over here. Okay. All right, we learned a few good psukim. It's a very hard psukim. Okay, it's good stuff here. All right, I'm very happy I learned this.
By the way, the book is very interesting.
Yeah.
That I read. How do you say, Rabbi Doctor or Doctor Rabbi?
Rabbi Doctor, of course. Rabbi Doctor, you know,
the book has Doctor Rabbi.
Okay, so that's interesting. You see, that's already a chiddush.
Israel Singer did the introduction, and he's Doctor Rabbi.
Okay, that's already a chiddush. Already a chiddush in the book.
And
I never heard this. Okay. My circles, only rabbi doctor.
He was a Pesach Tikva, and my wife's Larry, the guy from Pesach Tikva, who they must have known each other.